February 5th, the Daily Stoic. Steady your impulses. Don't be bounced around, but submit every impulse to the claims of justice and protect your clear conviction in every appearance. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 4.22. Think of the manic people in your life. Not the ones suffering from an unfortunate disorder, but the ones whose lives and choices are in disorder. Everything is soaring highs or crushing lows. The day is either amazing or awful. Aren't those people exhausting? Don't you wish they just had a filter through which they could test the good impulses versus the bad ones? There is such a filter: justice, reason, philosophy. If there's a central message of Stoic thought, it's this. Impulses of all kinds are going to come, and your work is to control them, like bringing a dog to heel. Put more simply, think before you act. Ask, who is in control here? What principles are guiding me? A Year with C.S. Lewis. A critical distinction. All sorts of people are fond of repeating the Christian statement that God is love, but they seem not to notice that the words, God is love, have no real meaning unless God contains at least two persons. Love is something that one person has for another person. If God was a single person, then before the world was made, he was not love. Of course, what these people mean when they say that God is love is often something quite different. They really mean love is God. They really mean that our feelings of love, however and wherever they rise, and whatever results they produce, are to be treated with great respect. Perhaps they are. But that is something quite different from what Christians mean by the statement, God is love. They believe that the living, dynamic activity of love has been going on in God forever and has created everything else. And that, by the way, is perhaps the most important difference between Christianity and all other religions, that in Christianity, God is not a static thing, not even a person, but a dynamic, pulsating activity, a life, almost a kind of drama, almost, if you will think me irreverent, a kind of dance from mere Christianity. Jesus calling. Seek his face and you will find not only his presence, but also his peace. To receive his peace, you must change your grasping, controlling stance to one of openness and trust. The only thing you can grasp without damaging your soul is his hand. Ask his spirit within you to order your day and control your thoughts, for the mind controlled by the spirit is life and peace. You can have as much of him and his peace as you want, through thousands of correct choices each day. The most persistent choice you face is whether to trust him or to worry. You will never run out of things to worry about, but you can choose to trust him no matter what. He is an ever-present help in trouble. Trust him. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalm 46:1-2.